Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Creamer Law, Business Law, CreamerLaw.com. And Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do. DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
We've been looking forward to this interview for a couple of days. As soon as I read some of the information about Shadley Gray, and he's a creative guy that... you're going to enjoy this because he's a hometown Des Moinesite who went away and after prison and after all those other things. He's come back to revitalize all kinds of things. Welcome to the News Hour, Shelley.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Good to have you here. You're sporting a bit of a redness too.
Yes, I went to the food truck fair downtown yesterday. Decided to walk around a little bit. Left my hat in the car.
And the sunblock.
And the sunblock.
Okay, all right. Well, just checking on you. Yeah. So give us the nutshell version. Where did you go? You were here in town, and then you left.
I did. Several times. Come back several times. I grew up in Ankeny. I left 6 years ago for Hollywood, and I'm currently working at ABC Studios on the Disney lot. But this year,
what do you get to do there?
It's not exciting. I work in the legal department.
Oh,
but really? But I do get to work on all the contracts for all the TV shows, so that's fun. And then there are 3 days out of the year that we watch all the pilots on the big screen.
Sure.
So I spend 3 days getting paid to watch TV on the movie screen on the Disney lot. So I'm not complaining too much.
Oh, all right. So you decided to go, then you came back, and then you went back again, and then you got.
And then again.
Yeah, you're doing this yo-yo thing, huh? Mm-hmm. And why come back now? What's the grand plan?
Well, what brought me back specifically this summer is that I just finished doing a one-man show at the Hollywood Fringe Festival, and I decided...
Before we go there, tell us what the Hollywood Fringe Festival is, because we're in Des Moines, and people
right,
will go, huh?
Yes. The Fringe Festival is a month-long festival of independent theater. There were over 300 shows that were done through the course of June, and it takes place in, I think it's like a 12-block radius of all these independent small theaters. The theater I performed in was a 46-seat theater, so they're all really small.
Got it.
And I was part of that 3 years ago, and I decided to do it again this year.
You see, I had to have you explain that, because some individuals would think Fess Parker and Daniel Boone, Fringe Festival, you know, and so it just wouldn't work out that way. So we wanted to make sure we understood exactly what this is.
Yes.
So you performed there.
Mm-hmm. In June.
And rave reviews, apparently.
How do I say this? It's a very hard show to market because you're competing against
so
200
other
shows. But everyone that saw our show loved it. So it was very well received, and it was a lot of fun to do. It was a huge – it's the bravest thing I've ever done creatively, because it's the first time I've told a true story to an audience. I've never done a one-man show. I've never done a 45-minute monologue. I've never talked to an audience directly about such a personal story. It's the true story of the fact that I did not meet my father until I was 34, even though we lived in the same town.
That was a – when I read that earlier today, I went, gulp.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff going on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was the impetus for the show. Well, actually, my decision to do the show was in January. I met with a guy that was I thought was going to give me career advice. And his advice was, you'll probably never make it and you should become a paralegal. And so I literally left that meeting and signed up to The Fringe even before I'd written the show. Because I felt like I had a lot of things that got really close to coming together last year. I had $25 million worth of projects fall apart last summer. And so I decided I needed to do something that I didn't need someone's permission to do. So much of Hollywood is trying to get people. Trying to get someone else to get on board. So I decided to do something that was as independent as I possibly
this
could.
This show that you're doing, this one-man show, has got kind of an interesting name, too. And it all is reflectant on your story, your very personal story. The name of the show is The Father, the Son, and the Holy Scheiss, as we would say in Yiddish.
Yes.
Yeah, right. I think we can say that. I mean, I'm sure we can. Yeah, it's not one of the seven deadly words. I know it isn't because nobody speaks Yiddish around here. But anyway, yeah, the Father, the Son, and the Holy. Wow.
Right.
So this is where it really hits the fan, apparently.
Yes.
So to speak.
Yes,
so,
it was.
So give us a little bit of an overview.
Well, like I said, I didn't meet my father till I was 34, even though we lived in this. I actually grew up in Ankeny, and he was in West Des Moines. But, you know, in Hollywood, I said the same town because they hardly know that we're not Ohio, let alone what a suburb means. So I grew up, and I met him. We crossed paths a couple times, but then when I was 34, I actually wrote him a letter of forgiveness. Mm. And for some reason, that inspired him to say hello and invite me into his life. And it was the weirdest experience because I was instantly as if 34 years hadn't happened. So I was just like suddenly there every Sunday for dinner and introduced as their son and with all the expectations of family.
Right.
And then 6 years into that, we had a falling out and went our separate ways and we haven't spoken since. Mm. So the story is about that entire arc.
And so this is a very personal story. Although, rather than a personal story, it may be something that people can relate to because everybody's got different family dynamics out there.
Well, I think one of the big reasons for telling the story is it's less about the specifics and more about just how ridiculous life is. And when you're striving, one of the lines in the show is, you'd think I'd remember. One of the lines of the show is, going after what you want does not mean settling for less than you need. So there was a huge learning curve. I spent my entire life wanting to know my father. And then once I did, I was like, well, this is actually not a healthy relationship. So I have to choose to leave. Yeah. So it was a fascinating.
And this is going to be at the Stoner Theater. But then there's also something else that you're doing called Marshall's Law.
Yes.
Wait, so you got two gigs
It's a
going
very – I'm doing – two performances of two shows. So we will do Marshall's Law, Intermission, The Father, The Son, and the rest of it.
And what is Marshall's Law about?
Marshall's Law is the show that I did at Hollywood Fringe 3 years ago when we were named Best Of, and we took that one to New York Fringe. And the story is about two former best friends, Abby and Zach, who get locked in the basement by Abby's son, who is Marshall, and he basically forces them to deal with what imploded their relationship. Mm. And all of this is happening right after a tragic accident has killed the boyfriend of my character, who is the ex-husband of Abby.
Got it.
So you could see why possibly they were no longer speaking.
Yeah. There's a little issue there going on. Wow.
Yeah.
Dark?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. But there's so much humor in both of them. They're very much, there's a lot of laughter, but they are both.
All right. This is going to be at the Stoner Theater.
Yes.
And I'm looking here frantically to find out exactly when that is going
August
to be.
August 7th.
August 6th, 6th and 7th. Mm-hmm.
And the 7th is also my birthday.
Happy birthday almost.
So that'll be cool one beans. Of the reasons I decided to do it.
Stoner Theater, August 6th and 7th. And this is Shadley Gray, ladies and gentlemen. And we're talking about his life and his story and his plays that he's bringing here to the greater Des Moines Metro. Now, one of the other things, and you said you were ABC and with Disney and all of this other kind of stuff, hanging out in Hollywood, doing all that.
Right.
You know, we have a very creative bunch of filmmakers here in and around Des Moines and, Iowa.
Right.
And as you know, the film office kind of struggled for a bit and with tax credits and all those other kinds of things, and that went away. And now they're trying to reconstitute and bringing individuals and projects back to Iowa because it really is an economic driver.
Yes, it is.
If we can get that done. And there's a lot of actors that take part and, you know, anyway, lots of good stuff with that.
Right.
What do you think about this?
I think there's a huge amount of potential to bring something back to the Des Moines area and Iowa with the film industry. And I think one of the things that people don't think about, when people think about movies, they think about what they're seeing. They think about celebrities. I mean, maybe they'll think there's an act. They don't think about the enormous, how many people are involved that are, you think about actors, director, writer, and then you're kind of lost on who else, that there's like an entire
army of people right. in the background. Yeah, absolutely.
So there's a huge, it's a huge employment opportunity. So I feel like there is definitely a way. It's very, very tricky, obviously, because Iowa does not have tax incentives, but there is a way to do something that would start generating that again. And one of my ideas, one of my goals actually, is to have a production company that would be based in Des Moines, but would utilize my connections in LA to work with people locally, but on the national level. Mm-hmm. For instance, we could utilize people locally to do things like make movie posters. You don't think about, or to build the websites, or to build, to do VFX. Like, there's so much outside of just filmmaking that the hands-on of filmmaking that is a huge opportunity.
And
for
one of the things, interestingly enough, that you should bring that up is, you know, Microsoft just announced that they're going to build another data center here, and they right. love coming to Iowa because of great work ethic, you know, cheap electricity, and all of these other kinds of things. The work ethic here, and you can certainly get stuff done here a lot less expensive than what you're going to get done in LA.
Yes, yes, and that's another thing that when people are looking for tax incentives, they just look for those numbers and those percentages. They're not paying attention to the fact that gas is cheaper, that we don't need to have licenses to do a lot, or you just get permission because it is, I mean, the Iowa nice thing is played as a joke, but it's actually
it's a true thing, yeah.
true and something that's leverageable
yeah.
that they don't.
And so for the future economic development of the film industry here in Iowa, a more collaborative basis
right.
that you're seeing between the connections out there in California
yes.
and
yes.
or New York and here.
Exactly.
It all makes sense.
Yes.
Now, why not?
The picture that I paint is that my feet are in Des Moines and I have one hand in L.A. and one hand in New York, and it's creating this flow of energy. But the Des Moines is where I'm standing. But
we
then
like
reaching
it.
Out to the other places that I've
yeah.
been.
Now, why not?
Why not?
yeah.
Right, because we've reached a point where we don't need to you can do anything anywhere now. You can make a film here
sure.
and have it win the Oscars. Like, it's you can well, do every, you know, like it's
everything.
All possible.
Yeah, absolutely. And other states, other regions, other parts of the country have experienced that very same thing.
Exactly.
And it's not all necessarily tax incentives. There is other value propositions
right.
to doing something like this in a coordinated campaign that brings people together and boosts the local economy and the careers of many, many, many people.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Good
yes,
stuff.
Definitely.
Chadley
yes.
Gray, ladies and gentlemen, he is going to be at the Stoner Theater with his, well, it's two plays, but it's 2 days as well. It's August 6th and 7th, and The Father, Son, and Holy Scheiss and Marshall's Law is going to be down there. It sounds like a good time. Thanks, Chadley, for coming
thank
in,
you.
Man. This is good
thanks.
Stuff. And
thank you very much.
We will, we'll follow this and
okay.
continue to talk about this.
Yes,
I think it
will.
Ought to be a lot of fun.
That would be awesome.
All right.
Thank
excellent.
You for your time.
Thank you, sir. I
thank
appreciate
you.
It. All right. We've got to scoot on out of here because it is now, well, it's nearly 6 o'clock, and that's when we all turn into pumpkins around here. All right. Have yourself a wonderful afternoon. For Jack Leisure from the Iowa Hall of Pride, and also Chadley Gray, all the folks that put on the Business News Hour, behind the controls is Tyler Hackenmiller. Program director for the radio stations is Mark McDowell. The voice of Inside on Business is Jimmy Olson. Liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The music that you're listening to right now was arranged, conducted, and composed. We got to get Chadley in to meet James Goodlett. That would be kind of a cool thing. This guy does good work. He really does. And if you need music for your business, we can hook you up with James Goodlett. For all of the folks that put this together each and every day, have yourself a wonderful evening. We'll be back tomorrow at 5:05 with a Friday edition of the Business News Hour. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.